I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. The Ethics Committee of the U.S. House of Representatives failed to reach an agreement Wednesday on whether to release findings from its nearly completed investigation on former Republican Representative Matt Gaetz, President-elect Donald Trump's nominee for Attorney General. Gaetz was accused of sexual misconduct and illicit drug use before he was picked by Trump to become the country's top law enforcement official. U.S.-based ABC News and The Washington Post reported that the committee had obtained documents that showed Gaetz paid two women who appeared before the committee as witnesses a total of more than $10,000 between July 2017 and late January 2019. The women, who were over the age of 18 at the time of the payments, reportedly told the panel that some of the money was for sex. Several U.S. senators, both Democrats and Republicans, are demanding that the report be released so they can consider the scope of Gaetz's background as they undertake their constitutionally mandated role of confirming or rejecting a president's cabinet nominees. President-elect Trump has nominated Matt Whitaker as the new U.S. ambassador to NATO. Whitaker served as acting attorney general in Trump's first term. The president-elect described Whitaker in a statement as, quote, a strong warrior and loyal patriot who will ensure the United States' interests are advanced and defended and strengthen relationships with our NATO allies. Trump has criticized NATO member nations for not spending enough money on defense. Whitaker, like numerous other Trump appointees, has been an ardent Trump loyalist while having little to no previous experience for the job to which he has been nominated. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Wednesday the United States is planning to send Ukraine anti-personnel landmines to help Kyiv's forces fend off the advance of Russian ground troops. Speaking to reporters traveling with him on a trip to Laos, Austin said the shipment became necessary because of changing battlefield tactics by Moscow's forces.
And they don't lead with their mechanized forces anymore. They lead with dismounted forces who are able to close and do things to kind of pave the way for mechanized forces. So that's what the Ukrainians are seeing right now.
The decision is the second policy reversal by President Joe Biden's administration involving the war in Ukraine. Biden has given Kyiv permission to launch U.S.-supplied long-range missiles deeper into Russia. Meanwhile, British media reported Wednesday that Ukraine has fired Storm Shadow missiles supplied by Britain into Russian territory for the first time. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
The weapons had been used against Russian forces in occupied Ukraine. London and Kyiv refused to confirm the latest reports. France has also supplied Ukraine with its version of the Storm Shadow missiles, known as Scalp. Meanwhile, Germany, Ukraine's second biggest supplier of arms, this week ruled out giving Kyiv its long-range Taurus cruise missiles. Berlin fears being dragged into the war. The future of Western military aid to Kyiv remains uncertain. US President-elect Donald Trump has pledged to end the war on his first day in office. Kyiv fears U.S. support may be cut. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
Mali's state-run television said Wednesday that Prime Minister Shoigu Meiga has been fired. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has more about the civilian leader who criticized the ruling junta's failure to organize elections within a promised 24 months to transition the West African nation back to democracy.
Mali's military leader seized power in coups in 2020 and 2021 and had promised to hold elections in February this year. But those polls have been postponed indefinitely. Maiga told reporters last week the postponement was unknown to him and happened in total secrecy. A source close to the former prime minister told Reuters his comments sparked tensions with the junta and forced them to postpone a ministerial council meeting planned for Wednesday. His successor will now have to form a new government in consultation with the interim president. Maiga is a fervent defender of Mali's junta, even as West African neighbors and international allies have criticized it for its cooperation with Russian mercenaries and repeated election delays.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reporting. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.